For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. South Carolina is number 26 among states in the number of suicides. According to the American Association of Suicidology, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S., claiming 41,000 lives in 2013, 700 of them in South Carolina. Suicide expert Dr. Ron Maris says two causes are responsible for nearly 80% of suicides in the U.S.
One of the leading causes of suicide that's preventable is undiagnosed and untreated depression. 47% of all suicides are clinically depressed or psychiatrically disordered. About 25% have an alcohol problem. So the two main things you have to control is depression and alcoholism.
Indicators of depression include obvious sadness, alcohol and drug abuse, and talk about suicide. Maris says the main method of suicide in America is guns, and adds it's too easy for many to access this means of self-destruction. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, or AFSP, is out to lower deaths by suicide. Dennis Gillen, who works with AFSP, lost two brothers to suicide. He says those left behind learn to cope literally one day at a time.
Time has an amazing way of healing. Time is your best ally. And I always think about those who die by suicide. They throw their best ally out the window, time. The problems my brothers had, I think we'd be laughing about them now if they hung in there.
Gillen gives talks on suicide prevention, and he has found that talk is powerful.
Talking helps people heal, and I also believe in the prevention aspect. I think talking saves lives. 90% of the folks who die by suicide have a treatable and diagnosable mental illness.
Helen Pridgen is South Carolina Area Director of AFSP. She says the suicide rate is not shrinking because we have not invested in prevention.
We look at billions of dollars that are being appropriated for AIDS, HIV research, for cancer, for heart disease, and we're down near the bottom of the heap. If we want to see the numbers turn around, we've got to invest in it, and everyone must understand they have a role in prevention.
Gillen says if you suspect a person is suicidal, talk to that person. Ask the hard question, are you considering suicide? Even if you're wrong, the person will appreciate your concern. But above all, he says, assume that you are the only one who can help that person.
Assume you're it. A lot of people say, someone else will notice this, someone else will pick up on it. No, tag you're it. You are that person's lifeline.
Gillen says the AFSP has set an ambitious goal for itself, to reduce suicide by 20% by 2025. The AFSP will sponsor a series of Out of the Darkness walks in October and November to raise awareness of suicide prevention and raise funds for its programs and services.
When you're a survivor of suicide loss, you feel like you're an island. You're alone. I was in my little home in Blythewood. I thought I was alone. There are other people that have traveled down the same path, and there's a lot of healing that goes on at the walk. There's strength in numbers, so the preventive aspect of it is big. So we can move the needle on the numbers.
There will be 6 walks across South Carolina. Information on walks in South Carolina can be found at southcarolinapublicradio.org. Click Podcast, then South Carolina Focus. This SC Focus report also can be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org. I'm Tut Underwood.